come back and see me. 3 days to the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computers. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Am I here? I'm not here.
You're almost there.
I'm almost here.
There's Ken.
There I am.
Hey, I was hot like wasabi.
When you bust rhymes?
Yeah, I was busting rhymes.
Right.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I did that part already.
The data doctors. I know, but it's automatic for me now. After 11 years, I can't stop it.
The Godfather's a geek.
The high priests of the hard drive.
The idiots of the airwaves.
No, it's the idiot savants of the internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get that wrong all the time.
Whatever you want to call us, just call us. 602-277-5827. But wait, don't call yet.
Listen to why you're calling us, because the first hour, as is the new norm, we try to stick to the topic, the things that we're talking about in the show, and you can check out the things we're talking about by going to datadoctors.com, clicking on the radio section, and there you'll see links to things we're talking about. Today's topic?
Gift Guide Part D.
Stuff to avoid.
D, yeah.
Stuff that's good, stuff that ain't so good, maybe some alternative suggestions for those things that you think might be good, but we'll give you some better choices that are either more lesser?
Well, Mike Howell actually tagged with Don't Get Scrooged.
Right.
So, basically what we're going to talk about is everything from rebates to very bad ideas as gifts, bad pieces of software to either install or give as gifts, companies maybe you should be aware of, things that you should be aware of on the internet, all those things that come with this time of year when you're in that frenzy to buy something and you just grab it and go and don't realize what the ramifications are.
If some of your gifts involve technology, if some of your gift list persons involved technology or geek gifts, this is the show for you to listen to. And if you've got experience with bad gifts, things that didn't go well, bad sites, places that didn't do well, just good experiences, bad experiences, either side of the coin on this. 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR, that's the number. Second hour, we'll open up to open phones with all your calls and questions, but first hour, we try to stick to the topic on that.
Yeah, so in the first hour, if you are interested in getting something as a gift for the geek in your life, and you're just not sure, is this a good idea? In other words, I saw a great deal on a digital camera, it was like $99. Shouldn't I get that for my geek friend? No.
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 Or if it came free in the box of Cheerios you got. But it takes pictures. Sort of.
How about anything that you see? Now, understand, if you've never been in retail, you don't understand some of the tricks that are going on in the retail world today.
Tricks?
Tricks.
There's no tricks in sales.
Oh, yes, there are.
But wait, it's free.
Tricks are for kids. Anything this time of year that is on an end cap. End cap being the most visible part of the display space on most retail stores. A lot of those things are either subsidized, slow movers, high profit. There's those big bins of software you'll see. They're, you know, pick anything out of this box for, you know, $3 or whatever it is. No matter how tempting it looks, be very, 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 very afraid. Very afraid. When you buy software, and you have no idea what it is, and you have no idea how old it is, and you have no idea how well it's written, but it was cheap, and it looked really cool because the box had all this stuff on it, and this would be a great gift.
Sure it will.
No.
No.
Not only is it a poor piece of software in most cases, it's going to wreck the recipient's computer, or it's going to cause the computer to have errors, or slow down, or conflicts with other things, or suddenly ever since I installed this program, everything's working kind of funny. So, those are the kinds of things we want to try to help you with on this fine show. Of course, in the second hour, we'll have our open phone segment. You can call with any and all questions about any and all subjects. Everything for everyone.
And of course, as always, later on in the show, Geek Speak of the Week, WebAttack.com, free download of the week. We've got some kind of news stuff. We've got all kinds of good stuff in the show, so stick around for all that.
And we have an especially dangerous new vulnerability in the Internet Explorer browser that you absolutely, positively need to be aware of. So listen for that after the bottom of the hour news. We'll have the full explanation about what that is, how to spot it, and how not to get taken by this new vulnerability that there, unfortunately, at this time, there's no fix for.
But there is a human fix, which is just knowing about what it is and using a little bit of common sense. So there's no software fix for the problem yet, but there is a fix for you. And if you listen to the information, then you'll be armed and well on your way. Again, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section. You'll see the links to the things we're talking about today, including links at the bottom to ask a question or make a suggestion right there electronically.
All right. Do we have how long for a break?
We got time. Go ahead.
Well, we don't have time to do all of the buzz, do we?
Yeah,
we'll delay it. All right. All right, let's talk about the industry buzz this week. What is it that happened in the industry, in the technology industry this past week that is of particular significance? Well, how about a $1 billion antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft?
An antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure Bill Gates is saying, yeah, what? Get in line. Just go ahead, get in line. This one's particularly interesting. It was brought by the company that we're not particularly fond of, Real Networks, mainly because their streaming media device called the Real Player wreaks havoc on machines throughout the world.
It puts lots of real junk on the Real system. The player itself isn't bad, but it comes just packaged with extra goodies to run in the background all the time to enhance your internet experience. Not.
Yeah. Well, you'll see internet savvy journalists and writers of columns and things throughout the country saying this is one of the products that's on their hit list of totally overbearing pieces of software. And Rob Glazer, who is a former manager high up in the Microsoft infrastructure, is the president or the founder, the leader of Real Networks. And they're basically using the same argument that Netscape and everybody else use, that Microsoft's bundling Media Player and forcing people to use it, so Real Networks doesn't have a chance. And I say to you, Rob Glazer, if your software wasn't so ridiculously overbearing, if it was a better mousetrap, it alone would take over. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's being bundled. The same thing that's held true for software. I mean, if you look at the history of software, the good stuff always rises to the top. It just does.
So what you're saying to the dude is a...
bite me!
Well, good luck. Like I said, get in line. Also this week, President Bush signed the first federal law regulating spam!
That's going to work!
Yeah! It's a victory for all of us emailers! We're never going to have spam again! Yeah!
Yeah.
Wrong.
Wait, hasn't the spam stopped in your inbox?
Yeah. The day that it's signed, I got a lot. No, I didn't. There's a whole bunch of reasons why this is going to have some effect. Basically, legitimate U.S.-based organizations now have specific rules to follow. And in fact, one of the opponents of the bill, some legislators pointed out that the fact that the bill is written in such a way that there is a proper way to send unsolicited email. Apparently, the way that this law is written, folks that already have your email address that you do business with now are free to spam the heck out of you, legally.
Right.
Under this new bill. And I'm really not sure what they're going to do about the offshore companies that are responsible for the largest portion of the really disgusting stuff.
What do you mean? Stuff that's not in the United States aren't bound by our laws?
Oh, I'm sure they'll have treaties and agreements with other countries.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the do not spam list that they're talking about putting together.
Yeah, if you sign up for that, guess what happens?
You will get spammed
more.
Well, what'll happen is, here's kind of the process. They're not going to create a list that they just make available to the public. That would be just absolutely goofy. You know, because then everybody look at it, okay.
But they're only about a half step away from that, really.
Yeah, what they're saying is legitimate marketers would need to present their mailing lists to the government. The government would then compare it to the do not spam list, scrub the list, and give it back to the marketer.
Which is the people who haven't signed up for the do not spam.
Right, or I suppose they could actually even try to send the message out. But the minute that scrubbed list gets back in the hands of the quote-unquote legitimate marketer...
They got back not only the people that said, go ahead and send me spam, but they also, if they just do a little bit of math and subtract the go ahead and send from the original list, they also have the do not send, meaning
All the people
for
that,
sure, legitimate email addresses.
It won't take long for this list to make the round. So stay tuned for the government's here to help you with spam. another blow to the recording industry for all you file downloaders. They had a serious setback in that an appeals court overturned an earlier judgment that required ISPs to turn over the names of individuals that were illegally downloading files or engaging in file sharing. So that's kind of a victory for ISPs. It's not necessarily a good thing for the recording industry. And it does not mean we're giving you permission to go out and steal music. Don't do it.
Ken did not give you permission.
Use iTunes. It's 99 cents a song. It's good quality, good stuff.
Did you have permission to give in the first place?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And finally, in the absolutely perfect timing category of the news, Microsoft sets time for cyber watches. Wristwatches embedded with Microsoft's smart technology known as Spot are expected to appear in retail stores next month. Just in time for the... Oh. The holidays. No.
Well, just in time for the after-holiday return sale things that are going to happen.
Well, the product's been delayed several months. I know that they planned on putting it out. But, you know, just like with most Microsoft
just
products...
Just in time for Valentine's Day, because that's what my wife wants is a new smartwatch.
Smartwatches will allow you to get really, really very important things like sports scores and the weather on your wristwatch. And, of course, there will be subscriptions and more costs involved. And Fossil, who is the... one of the bigger makers that's getting involved with this, they're expecting to retail these watches for between $180 and $200. So if you're looking for the ultimate geek device that has absolutely no relevance in life...
No better way to say I love you for Valentine's Day.
Give them a Spot watch next year that they'll have to then...
Or the Easter Bunny can bring it.
What does your watch cost you a month?
I don't know.
And that there is what's in the industry buzz this week.
We're not going to play the sound file because we need to go to break.
Whatever.
We're way overdue. So
that is the industry buzz.
It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. A couple lines open, 602-277-5827. It's Gift Guide Part 2, Don't Get Scrooged, right here on the Computer Corner, back after this.
The Suns return home tonight for a quick hit at the Purple Palace. It's the Suns and the Rockets. Get your tickets at Suns.com and be here tonight at 6 as we set the stage for the game. Then at 7, Al McCoy calls the action from the joint on Jefferson. The Phoenix Suns, the Houston Rockets, live, local, first, only on News Radio 620 KTAR.